You are tuned to Mix 93 WKMJ and Huskies Drive Time here on this Tuesday morning. Glad to have you with us. And we are glad to talk about Michigan Tech basketball some more. Now, women's basketball undefeated. Two more wins over the weekend, Thursday and Saturday. Coach Kim Cameron is with us. Congratulations, Coach. How are you feeling about this team?
Good morning. Obviously, we're pretty happy with where we're at right now and finding a way to get things done.
Well, we were chatting here before we came on the air and how exciting this team is, and sometimes it takes a couple of extra pulls of the to get the engine going, it seems like, as far as scoring, but there seems to be no panic at all in this team and very confident in its abilities to come back when the starts aren't so great.
I think that's the part that I like most about them is, you know, they don't, there's no overreaction, there's no real sense of panic, and I think they also understand, you know, you don't go, I understand we've been down 10 in the first half, but there is no 10-point basket, and I think that they actually understand that really well, considering how young we are. And it's just kind of one at a time. It's one stop, it's one score, it's one stop, it's one score. And they're really under control. And I think they trust each other, and that can go a long way.
Well, the Findlay game on Thursday, they threw some different defenses at you, zone defense. They tried to trap, those type of things, and kind of the first time we'd really seen that from anybody this year. And you guys handled it pretty well. Obviously, they got up to a first-half lead. You were able to come back, though, in that second half. And I don't know if that, you know, we wore them down or whatever, but it just seemed like the intensity from Findlay wasn't quite there down the stretch, and we were able to maintain it.
Yeah, I think we got a little bit more aggressive as well, and it kind of put them on their heels, especially in the second half. You know, the first part, it takes a little bit to get used to that, and, you know, you're not sure how, if they're off you too far, if you want to shoot it, or, you know, and I think that in preparation, I made a mistake saying, you're not going to be able to get into the seams. You're not going to be able to drive in. There's just too many people. You know, the zone, it's packed in, blah, blah, blah. And then we got to the game, and I was wrong. And we addressed that at half. You know, I said, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't, you know, I don't want to be the one to scare them away from that, because we could. You know, there was passing lanes. There was, you know, take two dribbles into the seams. And I thought we were much better at that in the second half. And I thought, you know, we put Danny in a position to control our offense in the second half, and I thought she did a phenomenal job.
And then the Wayne State game, obviously, we talked about last week about, you know, what Wayne brings in their, you know, their talent. Obviously, a lot of Division I transfers on that team, and the preseason player of the year in Sharita Brown. And it seemed like early on, again, we kind of struggled. We maybe were a little afraid going at the basket. And then as the game wore on, got more confident and finished strong.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, we had taken the lead by halftime, and there is going to be games that are close. And that's, you know, I just think that was just playing, and that's, you know, that's okay. And I liked the way that we were able to come back, obviously, in the first half or play and finish it through to get the lead going into halftime. And they're so big. And they're so strong, and they're so good around the basket. And I thought, you know, really, and we got all rebounded by 7, and it was like it felt like a victory, especially towards the end of the game. Rebounding is what really won it for us.
So how were we able to keep them to? I mean, the rebounding obviously was big, but to keep them at 55, and they have, like you said, so many great offensive weapons. They're so big under the basket.
Well. defensively, I thought, you know, honestly, you have to give Sharita her points, because when you watch and you watch and you watch, sometimes there's just nothing that you can do. Her size and her strength was too much for three of our players. The good news was that we were able to shut down their perimeter, and their perimeter kept shooting, and that was helpful on our end. And you know, I thought our rotations were really good. I thought for having a day to prepare that our team did an excellent job of just kind of paying attention and understanding and trusting each other and believing, really. You know, that's a big team. It's scary. But I, you know, they just, they're very cool in the sense, like I said, they don't overreact to anything. They stay kind of calm, and they think they can do it, and that goes a long way.
We're 7-0 now, heading to Minot State. How does a game against Minot State in the middle of North Dakota come about on the schedule?
Well, funny, because nobody wants to go there to play them, so they're looking for a game, and we were currently in the same position. Nobody really wanted to come up here, so we decided that we would take the one game, and actually, I'm kind of excited, and it works out where all of our players are done with finals, and I know we have to get on the road right before Christmas, but I think it'll be kind of fun. It's just our team, and have the sleeper bus, and Minot's good, and they're known for their atmosphere and their big arena, and they've won such and such percent at home, and it's whatever. And everybody that we said were playing Minot, they said, "Well, don't play at their place. Don't play at their place. They don't lose at their place. They don't lose at their place." So we're gonna try to give them a little present of our own.
Is that something, Coach, when you're scheduling that they will come back in kind and come back here sometime, or is it kind of a one-off?
Most of the time we try to do some sort of home and home, and a lot of teams agree to that. In this instance, we were kind of set for next year already for our scheduling, so if that happens, it just, they find another way to compensate you for coming over there.
Right.
Well, a big time game. Looking forward to this team in action. Unfortunately, you guys play kind of the same time as the men, but still, we should be able to catch the end of this game. And for the men's team being down at Parkside, and looking forward to hopefully being 8-0 as we head into Christmas break, and then you got all conference games after that. And boy, it's gone fast, hasn't it, Coach?
It goes so fast, and you're setting just your short goals, and all of a sudden, you know, one of our goals is to get our non-conference games, and if we can make a check, kind of one check at a time off of our list, it's exciting.
All right, Coach. Well, have a great weekend. Have a safe trip over there, and if we don't talk to you before that, have a great Christmas.
Hey, thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
All right, Kim Cameron here on Mix 93. They are undefeated, ladies and gentlemen, and going to Minot State. On the weekend, we'll have the broadcast for you on our sister station, 920 AM WMPL. More Drive Time right after these.